Welcome to Biblical Stock Market Updates. I'm your host, Dexter Lyons. I'm the Senior Portfolio Manager of the LionX Mutual Fund. With each episode, I'll provide biblical insight on the stock market. I've been helping Christians actively manage investment risk since 1990. I practice what I preach, and I eat my own cooking, as 99% of my assets are invested in LionX. Join me today as we discuss timely and biblical market insights. The Issachar Fund, LionX, a BRI ESG fund, is 88% invested, or 12% in cash, in 48 leading growth stocks on Sunday, January 3rd. LionX finished 2020 with a net gain of 26.19%, surpassing its benchmark returns and with less drawdown. I always view return in the context of how much risk or drawdown was taken to achieve the result. LionX had a maximum drawdown on MDD loss of 9.87% in 2020, while the S&P 500 index experienced a 33.79% maximum drawdown. We can certainly thank the Fed for expanding its balance sheet, which probably saved the S&P 500 index from further COVID declines in March. I do my best every day to manage risk in LionX by hedging or raising cash if my perception of risk exceeds my comfort level for the expected return I'm seeking. No one knows what will happen tomorrow, so I try to make daily decisions pursuing the LionX objective of moderate capital appreciation consistent with capital preservation. My current focus is on stocks with accelerating sales and earnings or fundamentals, exhibiting sound chart patterns or technicals. I rely on my father's wisdom and 30 plus years of money management experience to guide me into decisions seeking to avoid life-changing losses. 2021 looks as if it may be very promising, and I expect the Fed to keep its foot on the gas, supporting the economy and the stock market. If I'm wrong, I do not plan to stay wrong for long. Now here are the performance results that I hope you enjoy. LionX returned 7.64% in the fourth quarter, while the IQ Hedge Multi-Strategy Index, IQX, returned 5.32%, and the S&P 500 Index, or SPX, returned 12.15%. LionX returned 26.19% year-to-date, while the IQX returned 6.26% and SPX returned 18.4%. LionX had a maximum drawdown, or MDD, of 9.87% year-to-date, while IQX had an MDD of 13.81%, and SPY, or SPX, had an MDD of 33.79%. LionX had a 3-year annualized return of 10.14% versus 4.04% for the IQX and 14.18% for the SPX. LionX had a 5-year annualized return of 7.14% versus 4.26% for the IQX and 15.22% for SPX. Since inception on 2/28/14, LionX had a 5.45% annualized return versus a 3.32% for the IQX and 13.08% for SPX. The maximum drawdown loss for LionX since inception was negative 9.87% versus negative 13.81% for IQX and minus 33.79% for SPX. The monthly standard deviation for LionX since 2/28/14 was 2%. Versus 1.54% for IQX and 5.17% for SPX. In summary, LionX outperformed its benchmark and did so with less risk. The performance data quoted here represents past performance. Current performance may be lower or higher than the performance data quoted above. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. The investment return and principal value of an investment will fluctuate, so the investor shares, when redeemed, may be worth more or less than the original cost. For performance information, current to the most recent month end, please call toll-free 866-787-8355. Total annual funded operating expenses are 3.38%. The Georgia Senate race could change the course of America and the stock market. Historically, the stock market has done a good job at discounting future events into the present, and it is currently telling me that the balance of power will not likely change. If the Senate race changes, the balance of power, I expect the market to self-correct and realign itself with a new new stock leadership. If this happens, I stand ready to adjust or readjust Line X to stay aligned with where the money is flowing. I like to follow the leaders and try to stay away from the laggards. Bottom line, I believe Line X performed well in 2020, and I'm optimistically bullish for 2021. Thank you for helping me grow Line X assets from $11 million on 12/31/19 to over $50 million today. Leading growth stocks are acting well with minor amounts of distribution, which tells me that the bull still appears to be in charge. When the leaders start lagging, I plan to sell or hedge positions seeking to avoid life-changing losses. The dollar continues to slide while Bitcoin breaks record highs as we continue to spend and borrow money we do not have without any plans to pay it back. I believe the Fed holds the key to this bull market in stocks. If the Fed changes from an expanding balance sheet policy to one of contraction, that could signal the bull's end and the beginning of a bear. For now, growth stocks are leading and liquidity strong, so I'm looking to invest the remaining cash as I find proper setups to buy. I want to wish you a happy and prosperous new year. I pray that God will bless you more abundantly and bless the USA with God-honoring leadership. Here's a verse from 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God will generously provide you all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. Amen. And God bless. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you more abundantly. For more biblical insights on the stock market and how you can take active steps to manage risk in your investment portfolio with the Line X Mutual Fund, please visit www.issacharfund.com. That's ISSACHARFUND.com. Or call 866-787-8355. Be sure and subscribe to the Biblical Stock Market Updates podcast so you don't miss out on our next Biblical Insights on the Stock Market. Hope you have a blessed day. Goodbye. Now for some important compliance disclosures. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the IssacharFund. This and other important information about the fund are contained in the prospectus, which can be obtained by calling 1-866-787-8355 or www.linex.net. The prospectus should be read carefully before investing. The IssacharFund is distributed by Northern Lights Distributors, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Horizon Capital Management is not affiliated with Northern Lights Distributors, LLC. Important risk information. Mutual funds involves risks, including the possible loss of principal. An investment in the fund may not be appropriate for all investors. The fund may hold cash positions when the advisor feels that the market is not producing returns greater than the short-term cash investments in which the fund may invest. There is a risk that the sections of the market in which the fund invests will begin to rise or fall rapidly, and the fund will not be able to sell stocks quickly enough to avoid losses or reinvest its cash positions in areas of the advancing market quickly enough to capture the initial returns of changing market conditions. The advisor's judgment about the attractiveness, value, and potential appreciation of particular asset classes and securities in which the fund invests may prove to be incorrect and may not produce the desired results. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. If you know someone who would like to receive this via email, please hit subscribe at linex.net. Thank you, and God bless.